USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation into the war in Ukraine as pressure mounts to prosecute Russian President Vladimir Putin as a war criminal. On CBS, Stephen Rapp, former U.S. Ambassador at Large for War Crimes, was asked, how does that come about?
The first way that they can build it, and it may be sufficient in this case, they can look at the pattern of the attack. It would mean that he's an international pariah. It also means that he can't travel anywhere, no more summits, because he'd be putting himself in danger.
The case against Putin could come together quickly as the list of alleged violations grows. The bombing of a maternity hospital, the shelling of civilian targets, and an attack on a nuclear power plant. A bomb cyclone is headed up the East Coast this weekend with snowfall totals ranging from about 4 inches in northern parts of Alabama and Mississippi to maybe 13 inches in northern Maine. This is USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
China, who was the originator of COVID-19 and a country that had only listed 6,500 deaths, has ordered a lockdown of the 9 million residents of the northeastern city of Changchun amid a new spike in COVID-19 cases in the area attributed to the highly contagious Omicron variant. All residents must undergo 3 rounds of mass testing while non-essential businesses have been closed and transport links suspended. A surge in U.S. retail gasoline prices to record highs has prompted a number of governors and lawmakers to consider slashing their fuel taxes and to ramp up pressure on the federal government to do the same. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is leading the charge. In a tweet, he said, I am announcing that at this time of global uncertainty, we are working on an emergency suspension of the gas tax to help with the pain at the pump. Maryland currently has a 36.9 cents per gallon gas tax. Governors and lawmakers in California, Florida, Maine, Michigan, New York, Tennessee, and elsewhere are making similar moves. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
A Canadian sniper is ready to help the Ukrainian military.
More foreign fighters are joining the Ukrainian fight against the invading Russian army. As Ukrainian refugees fled the war-torn country into Poland, an elite Canadian sniper went the other way, entering Ukraine in the middle of the night. Simply known as Wally, he gave an interview with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation shortly before leaving.
I want to help them because they want to be free, basically, as simple as that.
Wally is a former member of the elite Royal 22E Regiment of Canada. He also served in both Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as joining Kurdish fighters to battle ISIS. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Yale University has begun removing the Sackler name from its campus several years after announcing it would no longer accept donations from the family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. The Ivy League University is the latest institution to distance itself from the family amid outrage over its role in the opioid crisis. Yale, which received over $1 million in donations from the family last month, reassigned an employee from the David A. Sackler Professorship of Pharmacology and has no plans to fill academic posts named for the Sacklers, according to university spokesman Karen Pertz. Purdue Pharma this month reached a nationwide settlement of lawsuits over its painkillers role in the crisis, with the Sackler family members agreeing to pay out as much as $6 billion themselves. Some family members were confronted by victims of the crisis at a long-awaited hearing that was held yesterday by video conference. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.